Welcome back. Today, we're going to start the same way we always do. First off, we get comfortable and we ease our mind. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Relax your brain. Get however snug you want to. Get ready to imagine now that you're comfortable, now that you're ready to listen to a story. Close your eyes. We're going to start off by picturing a black screen, or a black sheet of paper will do just fine. Now that you've got that image in your brain, let's add some color. Let's add some waves. Some water. Blue, clear water. After, let's add the sky. A lighter shade of blue, but with white clouds. And we can't forget about the sun. It's up high in the sky. Don't look at it for too long, but just add it for some light. Now that you have your scene, let's begin. Dream of a nice big white boat. Clean edges. One sail. And a sleek design. Cutting through the ocean, slicing the waves, and traveling very fast. On your left, you look over, and you see a school of fish. Big fish. Maybe tuna. Swimming around the boat. And on your right side, you just see the waves. No animals yet. No land in sight. Only thing to your right is the horizon. And you stand there, admiring how beautiful it is when the ocean meets the sky. And how it's a straight line as far as the eye can see. After you turn away from looking at the right side and the left side, you remember that you have no idea why you're on this boat or where you are heading to. In hopes to find a sailor or captain or somebody else on the ship, you walk around. Level by level, and you find nobody. So right now, you're feeling a little worried that you're on a ghost ship, or you got no clue where you're heading. But then you remember that this big yacht has to have a level below the deck. So you walk around trying to find descending stairs. Your shoes make a very satisfying sound on the metal hull. towards the back behind the sauna, you find a ladder that can reach the bottom floor. You climb down, making sure not to fall off, because maybe you'll be swept away if you fall. It seems pretty unsafe. But to your surprise, the door is unlocked and you enter the basement of the yacht. Closing the door behind you, the cold air hits you again. That's a nice feeling because it was really hot outside. The clouds aren't big enough to block the sun's rays. There's a pool table in front of you and a couple bedrooms on your left and right. And at the very front of the boat, you find the captain. He's sitting there in his chair, both hands on the wheel, and a bunch of computers all around him. Navigational systems line the walls. Sonar line the ceiling, and you have no idea what any of this computer stuff is, but you see a bunch of graphs and loads of numbers. He doesn't realize you're there yet because you've been so quiet. He doesn't seem hostile, so you give a little cough. He turns around and says, "Oh, you're awake. Of course you're awake. And you're a little freaked out, so you ask where we're headed and what the plan is. First," he says, "this is not his boat, nor your boat." But he was hired to marine it all the way to a tropical island in Italy. Now, a little bit of memories come flooding back, and you remember you were in Paris with your husband. You wonder where he is. He's been cheeky and sneaky, so this might be his doing, but he wouldn't leave you here on a boat alone. The captain tells you he said that only things that he could say. Other than that, he's not going to say anything else, or else he might not get paid for the job. So you take this little bit of information and head back upstairs. The top two floors are very pretty. They both have balconies that are both mostly made of glass, so you can look out. Of course, they have air conditioning, but with all the glass in the room, a lot of sunlight gets in. For now, you just want to go back to bed. But the captain was fairly startled that you woke up so quickly, so you must have been sleeping for a long time. So you don't know why you're so tired. Your eyelids feel a little heavy, and you want to rest. So you stretch out on the bed. The mattress is nice and cold, and you feel calm. And before you know it, You're out like a light, sleeping in this cold bed on this big yacht in the middle of the ocean. You've only been asleep for, you think, around 10 minutes before you hear a plane overhead. And since you're only in a light sleep, you could wake up, you look up to see the plane shoot by you and a black dot fall out of it. It's slowly getting bigger and bigger before a parachute opens up and a man with big boots in an all black suit with goggles on and everything lands at the back of your boat. Being smart, you just sit in your room and don't check it out because you have no clue who it is. But as soon as he takes his helmet off, you know it's your husband, and you run down the stairs faster than you've ever ran downstairs before and jump into his arms, almost knocking him back into the ocean with you holding on. You've never been happier, and you have so many questions to ask him, like, why did he put you on a boat without telling you? And why they decided to sail from France to Italy? But right now, you're just so happy that you're seeing a familiar face, and you don't want to let go. But you still have questions that remain unanswered, like why you're on a boat, and why you're going to Italy. But right now, you're being hugged, and you enjoy it. But as soon as you realize that your senses came back to you and you realize that you're on a boat in the middle of an ocean, you ask the question of why am I here in the middle of an ocean on a boat? And to that he responds, I just thought we could use a getaway, and you could not agree more. There's nothing like a weekend in Italy or traveling on a yacht or just being the person you love most. Now you wish the boat had rocket boosters so you could get there as fast as possible and just sink your feet into the very, very hot yellow sand and enjoy Italy. Hopefully this put you to sleep. I love you, baby. Have a good night.